The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has voted overwhelmingly to approve its revised charter for dealing with sexual abuse by priests. The original charter was signed 5 months ago in Dallas, but it was returned to the bishops last month because the Vatican felt parts of it conflicted with church law. The bishops say despite the revisions, the charter is still an effective tool for stamping out abuse. But victims' rights groups say the revisions have weakened the charter and still leave children at risk. NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
The bishops say the revisions to the Dallas Charter strike a fair balance between providing justice for victims and protecting the rights of accused priests. The new charter does away with the so-called zero-tolerance policy that would have immediately removed all accused priests from ministry. It also reinstates a statute of limitations on prosecuting allegations reported after victims reach the age of 28. And finally, it met Vatican concerns about turning too much of the bishops' power over to lay review boards by making the board solely advisory. As the final vote of the new charter was taken, Bernard Cardinal Law of Boston hailed it as an important step forward.
We have a lot of challenges. Our work isn't done. But thank God we are where we are today. We're in a much better place than we were 10 months ago. And these norms are an exceedingly significant step for us to take.
But victims and lay groups say the revisions have significantly weakened the charter, once again raising concerns about the church's ability to protect its young people from sexual abuse. Susan Troy of Voice of the Faithful, a lay group that claims 25,000 members in 21 countries, says the bishops backtracked from the promises they made in Dallas, and she says that leaves it up to the laity to become the main catalyst for change.
I think people were very hopeful after Dallas, and I think they might be discouraged, and we would like to turn that discouragement into action. Take your discouragement and say, I'm not going to sit in the pew any longer. I'm going to do something. I'm going to hold my bishop accountable. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to see how I can get further involved.
But the bishops insist the new charter gives them all the tools they need to combat sexual abuse in the church. For example, Bishop Thomas Duran of Rockford, Illinois, who helped negotiate the revisions, said the charter's stand on abusive priests remains unambiguous.
A person who has been found guilty of the sexual abuse of a minor will not be allowed to resume the active ministry under any circumstance. No one has a right to be a public minister of the church. We are called to do it by the church, and the church can abrogate that call.
But abuse victims say the ability to remove abusive priests is only part of the solution. Peter Isley, a founding member of SNAP, the survivors network of those abused by priests, says the bishops have refused to hold themselves accountable for their own negligence.
And what they have done is once again exempt themselves from the laws that they are making. Accountability means nothing without penalties. It means absolutely nothing. If there's no disciplinary measures or penalties, it's not accountability. It is an utterly useless word that vanishes and means nothing.
As the bishops prepare to return home with their new charter in hand, they're asking for patience. It will take some time to implement, and as Bishop Duran said, only time will tell. Will it work, he asked. None of us is a prophet, he answered. We hope it will. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.